This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So we have to make a joyful noise. And it's not just all you Israel, it's all you lands, it's all you nations. This is global. This psalm goes global. And because it's always been the intention of God, even though Israel was the chosen people, the chosen nation, to use them to evangelize the world. It was simply to use Israel as his client nation to evangelize the world. And so Israel was the chosen people. They were the selected group that God would use. And so there, make a joyful noise, all you nations. Serve the Lord with gladness. And come before his presence with singing. And that is the beautiful purpose behind our worship services in the morning, is to come before his presence with singing. We use singing as the medium, we use singing as the vehicle to come to enter into the presence of the Lord. Now, obviously we know that God is number one omnipresent. And that means Psalm 139, 7 and 8, that if I make my bed in hell, he's there. No matter where I go or where I am, God is always there. So his presence is everywhere in the world. Regardless of the condition of the world that he's in, he knows everything, he's everywhere, which means that a person who may be in the pit of an environment that is filled with corruption and sin and violence can cry out to God and God hears him, because God is everywhere present. So that's the omnipresence of God. It's a beautiful thing. Then you and I as Christians, we have the positional presence of God. The moment we were saved, the moment we became Christians, God put us in Christ. He put his Spirit in us and made us to sit in Ephesians 2:6 in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We are positioned in the presence of God. I may not feel it all the time or sense it all the time, and sometimes it seems like God might be 100 miles away, but I am forever positioned in the presence of God because of what Christ did for me on the cross. That's the positional presence of God that I have access to all of my life. But then there's the experiential, and that's what we're talking about here, to experience the presence of God, to sense his presence, to have a mentalist understanding that I am in the presence of God. The experiential presence of God is found in one place. We can look in Jonah, the book of Jonah, and chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, when Jonah the prophet got the call of God to go to Nineveh. Nineveh is the capital of Assyria, and Nineveh is not a place that Jonah likes at all. He hates them. And so he's called by God to do something he hates. That could happen to any one of us. Called by God to do something you really don't want to do. And to go there and to preach, for their wickedness has come up before me, it says in verse 2. And Jonah arose, and instead of going to Nineveh, he went in the opposite direction. He fled to Tarshish. And the only reason we know that is because of the omnipresence of God. Because God saw him go to Tarshish, and God saw him on the boat, and God saw him get thrown over, and God saw him in the belly of the fish. And so God, the omnipresence of God will see all that. But Jonah fled from the plan of God for his life, he also fled from the presence of God, it says. Verse 3, Jonah arose, went to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. What presence are we talking about? The omnipresence? No. Positional presence? No. If you're a believer and you're placed in Christ, then you're always positioned in the presence of God. But what about the experiential presence of God? Yes. He departed from it and left the presence of God. Jonah lost the experiential presence of God because he decided he wasn't going to do God's will. He was going to go in a different direction. So the believer, when a believer does that, when you and I do that, and we choose to go in a different direction, whether it's something we're supposed to be doing in life or the way we live our lives, our conduct and behavior, if we choose to blow off God and just say, I'm not going to do that, I don't like doing that, I want to do what I want to do, I want to do what feels good to me, I want to do what brings me pleasure, I want to do what satisfies me, then we risk going out from the presence of God. You go out from His presence. Positionally, you're still there, and His omnipresence still knows where you're at all times, in case you decide to cry out like the prodigal and return. But people leave the presence of God when they leave His plan for their life. Genesis 4:16, the first guy that did that was Cain. Genesis 4:16 says, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. And where did he go? He dwelt in the land of Nod. That happens when we preach long in the Sunday morning. Some people go to the land of Nod. They start nodding out. But actually the word Nod means wanderer. So they're not, instead of following God, they're now wandering. Just like a sheep, not following the shepherd anymore, wandering. Where is he wandering to? Not a good place. A place where he's going to get in trouble, a place where he's going to run into a wolf who'll eat him. And that could happen many times with Christians. They wander from the flock God calls them to, and they end up getting eaten by a wolf. Jesus said, look out for the wolves. They're out there and they want to devour the sheep. They're false prophets, they're false teachers, they're false preachers. But they're out there and they want to chew up the sheep. And the sheep that wander are the ones that are vulnerable. They go out from the experiential presence of God. They don't abide in it. So how did Jonah and Cana get there, leaving the presence of God? They started thinking wrong. And with their wrong thoughts, they were not corrected. They didn't correct themselves. Or let the Word correct them, which God gives often, many, many times. The Word of God will come to correct you and you won't receive it. You'll just say, that was a good message, Pastor, and go your merry way off to Tarshish. But 2 Corinthians 10:5 says we need to, what? To deal with the disobedience in our thinking and bring it into submission to Christ's thoughts. But that's how they got off. Cain and Jonah both started thinking wrong, and then eventually it led them wrong. Wrong thinking will eventually lead you in a wrong direction, and then the experiential presence of God leaves you, or you, God doesn't leave you, you leave Him. God never leaves you or forsakes you. You walk away from His presence because you're going to go do your own thing. And when that happens, believers find themselves feeling dry spiritually. People here, as well as myself, have experienced that. Spiritually dry. Out of touch, not having a purpose in my life, just kind of existing, going from day to day. That's what happens with people. My whole life becomes my job, my whole life becomes my work, or my whole life becomes my family, and I've lost touch with God, and I'm spiritually dry and just not into it. And it's because I'm outside of the presence of the Lord because of decisions I make in my life. Can I get back? Of course. Cain, as ruthless as he was, killing his brother Abel, had many opportunities to get back with God. God even put a sheep, a lamb at his door and said, there's a lamb at your door. Open the door, take the lamb and sacrifice it to me. I don't want your vegetable sacrifice. I don't want your fruit platter. I want blood because that represents Christ's blood. And there's a lamb at your door. Open it. I'm giving it to you. He wouldn't open it. He went with the fruit platter. which we like on Sunday mornings at the refreshment table, but not to sacrifice, not for atonement for our sins. The fruit platter just doesn't cut it with God. So he wouldn't do it. And other times God tried to call him back, but he wouldn't do it. He left, he wandered, went to the land of Nod, which means every time the word was preached, he nodded out. And he built a city. He built a city, a place where men take care of men. Man's needs are met by man. It's a city. It's a place of community, cooperation without God. And cities in our country need to be evangelized. Boy, do they ever. They're in terrible shape. Where do most of the crime and murders happen in our country? In the cities. And because it's just a place that is built. Its conception is to get rid of God. But those not wandering find pasture. Those who don't wander from the plan of God for their lives, they find pasture, the place where God feeds them and takes care of them. And that's verse 3. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us. We didn't make ourselves. We are under His authority. We didn't make God. We didn't make ourselves. God made us. We are His people, and He is the sheep. And we are the sheep of His pasture. He's the shepherd. We're His people. We're His sheep. He cares for us. He loves us. He guides us. Walking with Him is walking in His presence. And not becoming a wanderer. Used to be a song back in the 50s. I was a wanderer. I'd sing it for you, but that says who sang that song? What was it? And Gina would have known. That one of those teenage heartthrobs, was it Dion? It was Dion in the Belmonts. He got saved, right? Dion? That's right. Now he's not wandering anymore. He probably still sings it for a couple of bucks, but he's not wandering. Anyways, Psalm 51:12, David prayed what? For the restoration of his joy, not for the restoration of his salvation. He fell into terrible sin. He committed adultery, then he murdered her husband. That's pretty bad. But he lost not his salvation, he lost the joy of his salvation. He was out of the presence of God for 12 to 13 months. He wouldn't even let anybody talk to him about it. He refused to admit he was wrong. He somehow justified himself in his sin. In doing so, he left the presence of God experientially. But he had enough doctrine to know that his salvation was intact. It's just that he wasn't in God's presence. No longer had the joy. Only the joy and not his salvation was lacking even in the midst of sin.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage...